you positive heads out there. Thanks for tuning your beautiful brainwaves into another episode of the Positive Head Podcast, where we are firmly convinced that creating success and happiness is rooted in understanding the ultimate nature of reality and the fact that as human beings, we are all immensely powerful fractals of the one and only source consciousness which creates and animates all things. After years of exploring this awe-inspiring truth on this podcast, I'm super, super excited to announce that we are now going even deeper down the rabbit hole on the new late-night-style consciousness-elevating talk show called Optimistic, which features none other than you, the listeners. Optimistic is taped out of the epic, spaceship-esque, 8-bedroom property we call the Mystic Manor that myself and the rest of the Optimistic crew now navigate reality from in Venice Beach, California. And you are invited to come experience a Mystic Manor immersion week with us. During your week-long stay, you'll enjoy unique workshops, chef-prepared meals, one-on-one time coaching and consulting with me, and even co-creating magic with me as a guest on both Optimistic and an episode of the Positive Head Podcast. When I started this, my aim with these immersive retreats was to facilitate the ultimate spiritual upgrade and tune-up, so to speak, for our guests while providing them with one of the most memorable experiences of their lives. And I'm happy to say that as of this recording, every guest at the end of their trip so far has told me that they have had a profound and transformational experience at the Mystic Manor and that they definitely want to come back. All that being said, we only have a limited number of spots available between now and next July. And as of this recording, about half of those spots are already filled. So if there's any part of you that is screaming, yes, I want to come, I feel like I need to be there, go now and book a slot with me to discuss how we can put our heads together and make it happen at calendly.com/talkwithbrandon. I know for some people, there is also that little voice in their head saying, why not? You know, I can't get off work. I can't afford it, and on and on and on. But, you know, really, Henry Ford, I think, said it best. Whether you think you can or think you can't, you're right. And I'm confident that where there's a will, there's a way. And I'm personally committed to doing everything in my power, including discounts and payment plans, to get you here if it is something that truly feels like a huge yes for you energetically and like you're meant to be here. Once again, the link to book time to discuss with me is calendly.com/talkwithbrandon. That's spelled calendly.com/talkwithbrandon, all one word, of course. And book in some time and look forward to seeing you soon here at the Mystic Manor.
All right, all you positive heads, welcome. Welcome back. Thank you so much for joining Samantha and I today. And Samantha has a great idea. She is reading an audio book, and it brought up some really good topics. So Samantha, tell us what we're going to talk about today.
The book that I'm listening to, which is weird for me, I've never listened to books before, but I'm getting into it and I actually quite enjoy it. It's called Atomic Habits. And I really love the premise of this because as are you, we're obsessed with humans. We're obsessed with human flourishing. I'm obsessed with human behavior as well. And I love researching the difference between why people succeed and why people fail, why people accomplish their goals and why people don't. And this book is really, it's a lot about that. It's all about setting essentially it's all about habits, right? It's all about creating positive habits in your life and taking away or rewriting those negative habits that are not effective for your life. And this premise is so great in and of itself. And then when he sets like the bigger concept of the psychology behind it and the actual ways in which this gets to stay in place, it really rewrites the whole paradigm on goal setting. He suggests that setting goals is actually frivolous. It's not really meaningful because everybody sets goals. Everybody has a goal, but a very small margin of people actually accomplish this goal. So the premise of this book is that, yes, we need to set the goal. That's great. Know where we're wanting to go. And then putting in place the system, like falling in love with the system that's going to get you to the goal. So that's the second part. And then even more than that, it's about asking ourselves the question, who do I need to become? Like, who do I need to become in order to be the kind of person that takes the steps, that creates these habits, that makes my way towards my goals? So it's so much about the stories that we tell ourselves and our sense of identity that needs to match who it is that we're becoming so that we can actually do those little steps that get us there.
Also makes a whole lot of sense for as to why we're not accomplishing the goals that we set, because we're not either putting the system in place or becoming that person, seeing ourselves as that final outcome. Yeah. And that's really, really important to see the outcome before it's actually in reality. Yeah.
Yeah. And so a great example that I'll use is, and because I believe you and I talked about not drinking alcohol, or I did on my own. Well, somewhere along here, I spoke about
you
not
did.
Drinking alcohol. I did. Okay, perfect. And thank you.
You're welcome.
I love it. We often need two brains to make this thing happen. So I really appreciate you.
Yes, that's awesome.
Yeah. So yeah. Okay. So say using the example of somebody who wants to quit drinking alcohol. Often there's somebody who sees himself as a drinker. Like, I'm a drinker and I'm working on quitting. So when you go to when you go out to a function and somebody goes to hand you a drink, you say, "Oh, actually, I'm quitting drinking." What the premise of this is that that person is still identifying with being a drinker, who is trying to do the action of quitting the thing. But often when we're trying to negate the thing, we're still focused on the thing and the craving is still there. So that doesn't really work very well, or it's extremely painful. Now, what's presented in this book and in this philosophy is, say I'm that same person and I go and I'm offered a drink and I say, "Oh, actually, I don't drink alcohol." Even if it's day one, "Oh, actually, I don't drink alcohol." Not just "I'm not drinking alcohol today," it's "I don't drink alcohol." That identifies yourself as being a person that does not drink alcohol. And so it just reframes the entire situation, and it merges your identity in that moment with who you're becoming. And there's so much energy and positive affirmation and momentum in those kind of "I am" statements or "I am not" statements.
This is so huge. 100% on this alcoholism thing. This is the one reason why, and now the 12-step program is great for a lot of reasons, but this is the one thing within it that I don't jive with. I don't jive
Same.
With this idea of you are an alcoholic and that is what you are. And that is not a healthy story. That's a constant struggle every day for the rest of your life. That is, I'm in a hole, I'm going to stay here, and that's that. I just got to, you know, one step at a time. And yes, super important, one step at a time. But this is not your story. This is your experience. And that experience is in the past. And your future is a whole nother story.
I love you. I love how you think. I love how you think. You just affirm my thoughts all the time. I love it, Erica.
Vice versa.
I'm going to make a YouTube video one day called "You Are Not an Alcoholic."
Yep.
So AA, great. They help so many people, and they will say your life will be a constant struggle. You will constantly battle because you are an alcoholic and you need to fight. So what keeps people in AA meetings? That. So built into their system is something that causes dependency on the system so that it can be proliferated over a long period of time. That drives me crazy. That is not fostering independence. It's not fostering autonomy and sovereignty. It's labeling and keeping them in the prison of this label. You, your identity is an alcoholic. Wrong. So many people overcome alcoholism forever when they heal the root cause that is pulling them or pushing them towards numbing themselves with alcohol. And that is not ingrained in identity. And so this whole premise is so completely against everything I believe in.
100%, 100%. Yes. And you don't, the power is within you. And that is the hugest thing that we all need to understand. When we're labeling ourselves in this way, it takes all of our power away. And that is bullshit. We have so much power within us. And yes, alcoholism is so easy to heal when you get it, when you understand why. I just did a QHHT session with somebody who, with a 30-year history of alcoholism, he was shown all these different scenes that helped him understand why he's going through this experience. And then he was shown exactly his real story. He was telling an old story. He was shown his real true story, his now story, and is able to see it like that now and understand it. And since his session, it's been a couple months, he's been fine. No alcohol, happy family, because he gets it. That light bulb went off and he understood. And that's what it takes.
This is so big. This is so big. And it's making me think of something on a bit of a different topic slightly, but I promise it's relevant. So I studied my past, you know, naturopathy, nutrition, all of that. And I was really interested in food sensitivities and allergies, and then also in psychology and behavior. And one study that I found, or there's actually multiple but studies on this, it was testing people that have multiple personality disorder and then testing their food sensitivities when they're in different personalities. So multiple personality disorder is when your identity, like you're very, very split between different identities. And sometimes like when you're in one identity, you don't even have the cognitive awareness that you have other identities within you. So it's multiple personalities, right? And what they found was that in people that have intense peanut allergies, like there was a few people that had intense peanut allergies. And when they were one personality, they tested, they would have peanut and they would blow up, right? It would be like a total reaction. However, when they switched into a different personality and they ate peanuts, there was no reaction. This blew up all scientific knowledge of biology, of quantum physics. It was so revolutionary because it shows that it's not actually just the physical body that has these reactions. It's the mental, it's the mindset and the identity that's wrapped up in the mind. The mind creates so much of it. So what I love what you said is that through QHHT, hypnosis, or changing the way that you're thinking about things, you actually shift your identity, and the patterns and the habits and the behaviors and the thoughts also can change.
Yes, 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 yes. Again, yes, Samantha, I love you. Yes. So here's what's great about this. So again, you know, I followed that same similar path. And in my practice, we did a lot of food sensitivity testing. I myself did my own food sensitivity test because I had an awful rash on my hands that looked like burns. Like it would be so red, raw, oozing, nasty. I mean, and it hurt and cracked and bleh, right? So when your skin is reacting in this way, naturopathically, we think, okay, what's going on in the gut? Let's look at your food. So did the food sensitivity test, which by the way, you know, the doctor does the same thing as the patients. And so I followed this regime, and it's difficult to follow this by the note, you know, details. But you do it. And yeah, my physical body got a little bit better. I did this for 3 years, and I was like a Nazi with how I ate. And I made my family a Nazi about the way I ate. My patients did the same thing, which, by the way, is energetically unbalanced. So that's not good. So we have to look at this both ways. So what I ultimately came down to realizing is I can eat whatever I want. It's how I'm looking at this. This whole regime that I'm doing, this Nazi way of looking at food, is hurting me in and of itself, you know? So if I just take the stress out of my life, I look at food differently as it being healthy and beneficial and not toxic, because if we think our food's toxic, it's gonna be, no matter what you're eating. So now my skin is fine. I eat whatever the hell I want. Yeah. Moral of the story.
How are we so the same human? I used to get that too. I get it sometimes where it will be like this big, big bubble, like a blister on my fingers, and then like red and raw and hurting and painful and itchy and oozing. Thank God for essential oils. That's all I'll say. And I started to notice that it happened. Oftentimes when I would have like ice cream or something with like dairy and sugar and gluten all wrapped up, because that's something I really don't eat and I really didn't eat. And I started to notice that each time that I had that, I would go into it knowing that it would be bad for me, or believing that it'd be bad for me, eating it, loving the taste of it, feeling guilty for eating it and knowing, well, this is dairy and da-da-da and all the things that I think about it, and then feeling guilty and feeling shame. And then the next day, my hands would blow up. And I'm like, oh, at first I was like, see, it's the dairy, Sam. I'm like, da-da-da, you didn't listen to your, you know, that you're not supposed to eat this. And, but then it I started to notice it would happen when it wasn't dairy. It would happen with other things when I would start to feel guilty. And it was just such a beautiful lesson that we infuse, I believe, that we infuse our food with the energy and beliefs and intentions mm-hmm. that we have, right? Like that is how our body is receiving, because it's mm-hmm. all just information. And so, yet, like you said, you know, peacefully, lovingly, with grace and gratitude, eating something will change the biological response in your body drastically than if you eat it with guilt, shame, blame, resentment, and all of the other lower density right. energies.
You might as well eat non-organic, GMO, you know, all the worst things you can possibly think of. It's literally the same thing as having an unhealthy attitude in your mind about whatever it is you're eating. That's the mind controls the body, period. And it's really important that if you want a cookie, eat that cookie, enjoy that cookie, love that cookie, you know, be grateful for that little piece of enjoyment, and don't ever look down upon it, because then you can't enjoy your cookie. The enjoyment is really important. Yeah.
Exactly. I love that. And it really is. Yeah. And yeah, the mind controls the body, and the body also affects the mind, right? And so the foods that we are putting in and the things that we're doing with our body sends those positive signals up to the brain. And so it's, you know, it's constantly this system of information being passed back and forth throughout, like in and out and up and down and in every direction constantly. And so to bring it back to habits, it's like taking an overview, looking at all of the different habits in your life, looking at the different feelings and thoughts and beliefs and patterns and parts of your identity, and asking yourself, well, is this effective for me or is this ineffective? Does this match who I'm becoming? Or does this match who I used to be that I didn't really like? You know, like constantly architecting yourself and constantly hacking your reality and constantly asking, well, who do I want to be? And does all of the things that are encompassing my life, does that match that? Because that's where the empowerment comes.
Mm-hmm. And I like putting those systems in place. What are those things that I need to do? What's one step I can make? What's one small thing I can do today to work towards this goal? Yeah. And having that system in place and an accountability in some way, I think that is really important. I know it is for me. I need to be accountable. And sometimes that just means if I wrote it down and I said I was going to do it, that means I have to do it.
Yeah, absolutely. So another example, if people aren't so clear about what systems mean, say the goal is say the goal is weight loss at first, right? We're going to just use weight loss because most people have that goal. Okay, so I want to lose 20 pounds. Great. So then the system is, well, if I want to lose 20 pounds in the next 3 months, the system is that I'm going to meal prep on Sundays. I'm going to have 4 days a week of high intensity interval training. I'm going to go for a beautiful walk. I'm going to do self-love meditations every single day for these three. So that's the system. That's like what you're doing every single day that's going to get you there. Wonderful. And now the identity part is viewing yourself as a person that is healthy, viewing yourself as a person that makes great choices, viewing yourself as a person that has a healthy relationship to food. And so when you go out to the buffet and you're about to get your fourth plate, you're like, wait, is that what a person that has a healthy relationship to food would do? And making decisions from the lens point and the viewpoint and the perceptual point of who you are becoming. And allow that to anchor into the now so you can already be that person just a few steps behind.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love this. It's the same thing we're always talking about on this podcast. Esther Hicks, Abraham Hicks, always talking about this concept of seeing it as it is, how as you want it to be, seeing it now, seeing it, feeling it, knowing it to be. That's the way we manifest.
Yeah.
It really is that simple. If we want it to rain, feel the rain, right? Feel it coming down your body. Feel it on your toes. Feel it wetting your hair, coming down your skin. Then it rains, because we've already appreciated the fact that it's here. So when you appreciate and be grateful for the things that are here, they're here. So do you ever see those things where people are saying, I am manifesting great things to come into my life? They're coming. You know what they're all going to do? Keep coming. Keep on waiting. They're coming somewhere. Coming. Always coming. No, they're now. They're now. That's the big difference.
I love that. Yeah, really. The affirmations being in the present moment.
Yeah.
You know, and some people have a hard time with that because, like, well, I don't feel healthy. Why would I say I am healthy? The reason why is because your cells are conscious and they need to hear those messages so that they can start to be programmed that way. Oh, okay, I'm healthy. Okay, cool. Oh, I'm healthy. Oh, I'm going to act healthy. Oh, okay, because I'm healthy. And then it's training your brain. Mm-hmm. It's training your cells. It's training your body. It's training your energy field. And so at first, yeah, it's going to feel a little weird. It's going to feel a little awkward. It's going to hurt. It's going to be painful. Maybe, you know, like any behavior change, there's like a stickiness to who you were. And so then shifting into who you're becoming, there's going to be a growth period of like, I don't know. It's uncomfortable. Da, 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 da. But then it's amazing. And then it just becomes easy, mm-hmm. right? Because then it becomes a habit and then it becomes automatic. And then it becomes your subconscious that takes over and you don't have to really think about it or put effort into it. It can happen with ease and grace and harmony. So have grace for yourself in the transitionary period, knowing that that's where like that willpower and really needs to come in, and reminding yourself every day who you're becoming and what it is that you're calling into your life, what it is that you're creating for yourself.
Willpower is huge. More like the power of the will. Know mm-hmm. how much power is in your will. You decide. In every moment, you get to decide. You get to decide your thoughts, your feelings, whether you think so or not. If you don't like what you're thinking or feeling, you get to change that. It's all up to you. You're in control 100%.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that practice of awareness.
Yeah.
Right? For me, I was such an angry person. I was so angry all the time, like very intense, lashing out, like super mean, super judgmental, really frustrated all the time. And I just thought, well, I'm just that way. Like I am this kind of person. And when I started to learn about being able to change the way that you are, it was just about observing. Every time I would judge, every time I would go to freak out, every time like my blood would boil, I just say, ooh, I'm noticing my blood is boiling. Okay. Ooh, I'm feeling upset right now. Ooh, okay. Okay. What do I choose in this moment? What do I choose in this moment? Mm-hmm. And sometimes I will choose to blow up still. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it's like, ooh, I'm just here and I'm doing it and I'm going to go for it. Mm-hmm. And that's very, very rare. And so it's about catching, choosing, recreating, and so on and so forth.
Yep. Yep. 100%. Absolutely. I love this conversation today, Samantha, because, you know, this all came up about a book on habits and look at all these beautiful things that and tools that come out. So I appreciate you so much.
Oh, I appreciate you too. And there's so much good stuff. We get to hang out soon.
Yes.
Which is fun. Conscious Life Expo coming up soon. Mm-hmm. And also we have a fun little announcement for all of our listeners. It's not about sweatpants this time, although we hope you got some. I have yours for you, Erica.
Yes, I can't wait to get there and put them on.
I've been wearing mine and they're amazing. So Brandon's probably shared it with everybody already a couple times, but we're going to share it again. The new show, the late night style television show called Optimistic, is being launched March 15th, which is super awesome. It's going to be amazing. And we're actually doing a community campaign where all of our listeners have an opportunity to be a part of the launch. They get the opportunity to support and to share and to contribute and also to receive. Anyone that texts the word Mystic, M-Y-S-T-I-C, to the number 22999 will be entered into a draw to potentially win a week retreat here at the Mystic Manor completely free, all expenses paid. And you also get submitted to a bunch of free things and really cool offerings just for being a part of this campaign, where you will be given a link to share when the show launches. And that's all you have to do. You just get to share it to your community and your network. And by doing that, by texting Mystic to 22999, you get to be a part of this campaign, contribute to our community, and get a lot of free things. So if you want to hear more about all of the things that are offered in that, you can go to optimistic.tv and hear about the details.
And needless to say, everyone, this would just be a huge, huge help, helping Brendan get this amazing show out there to as many people as we can, because this is how it works. We just share things along. It's just do that as your little random act of kindness for this week. Yeah. So, yep, this weekend, Conscious Life Expo coming up. So if you guys are in the LA area at the LAX Hilton, February 7th, 8th, and 9th with post conferences on Monday the 10th. We would love to see you there. And I think that's it for us today. Yes, Samantha?
That's it.
All right. We're going to leave you with a song today. This is Sat Song Truth. Until next time, love you all.
Love you.
And if you're feeling the call to come for a week retreat style Mystic Manor immersion, remember to go now and book your time to speak with me directly about stepping into the optimistic vortex at calendly.com/talkwithbrandon while there are still spots left. Otherwise, I look forward to co-creating magic with you at the Mystic Manor.
Woke up, just like I had all them other days. Burn some herb, give thanks, did away with all my other ways. This day could be different, I could make a difference. I could spit some shit, just with the liberty and difference. Stay about my family and the mission it had. Ain't taking it lightly, no, a wise man plan, and he stand firm in the righteous of lights, strong in the hardest of fights. We know the truth, defeat might, wrong fall to right, and the victory is in our sight. I'm on that keeper for my brother shit. Make sure to call your mother shit. That if you see a problem, gotta face that shit, don't run from it. I ain't even trifling. I done read the Bible, kid. That Sheba fed hip hop head Huey with the rifle shit. Ready for the battle, but open to other options. Time is seeming so far gone, it don't seem like they stopping. Stay open, stay praying, stay listening and learning. We'll refurbish the underground when this is all done burning. We will not leave now. We gotta carry the weight. No time to ask how, because the hour is late. All of us together, man, is how we're gonna win. Love alone is gonna make us great again. And we will not turn down, because the truth is too loud. 'Cause the truth is too loud. Y'all done told me about a million times what you think happening to me when I die. So I smile and weak, let you think what you think. I'm over here like sin, man, I ain't even drink. Respect to your dharma, man, hand chosen karma brand. Name game, get that guy stain lacking honor, man. Step to the side, do my thing and try to stay out of the way. You listen to the voice inside, say thanks be. Now that I still fuck up, overprocess everything, then just shut up. Go back to the fire and remember my place. Accept that I am difficult, but keep the pace. I don't need assistance on my path to repentance. Done some ill, took the sentence, but gave up building fences. So if I come to confess, I need you out the way. 'Cause I don't need no middleman when I come to pray. I said, I talk directly to God. So I don't need no middleman. Appreciate your perspective, but that got them elected. So I'ma just stick to my plan. We will not leave now. We gotta carry the weight. No time to ask how, because the hour is late. All of us together, man, is how we're gonna win. Love alone is gonna make us great again. We will not turn down, because the truth is too loud. Gotta carry the weight, no time to ask how, because the hour is late. All of us together, man, is how we're gonna win. Love alone is gonna make us great again. We will not turn down, because the truth is too loud. Because the truth is too loud. Your perspective, but that got them elected, so I'ma just stick to my plan. I talk directly.
perspective, but that got them elected, so I'm adjusted to my...